What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
You may have probably heard the phrase, drafting instructions have been issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel at least once in a newscast. This usually means the government has agreed on passing or amending legislation and has asked the Office of the Parliamentary Counsel to outline in writing the terms of the law. Find out more about the functions of this office on this edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
The legislative agenda for the 2016-17 financial year will be presented by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen during the ceremonial opening of Parliament. The Office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel is responsible for preparing the draft legislations for bills that will be debated in the Houses of Parliament. The Parliamentary Counsel consists of a cadre of attorneys at law headed by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel and supported by administrative and secretarial staff. Its primary function is twofold.
To facilitate the government administration in their lawmaking role by preparing draft legislation. Secondly, the office assists Parliament in its lawmaking function and provides advice on draft legislation that comes before Parliament.
Chief Parliamentary Counsel Albert Edwards. The Office of the Parliamentary Council is also involved in treaty negotiations. Its members provide advice on the text of treaties, both at the regional and international levels. From time to time, its officers also participate in joint select committees of Parliament that are established to look at proposed legislation.
We work quite closely with other legal departments, particularly closely with the Attorney General's Chambers and the Legal Reform Department, because both of those offices have particular roles which are relevant to the legislative process.
The Parliamentary Council sometimes collaborates with the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, mainly concerning proposed legislation relating to matters of criminal justice. To get in on the action of drafting legislation, you must first be an attorney at law and qualified to practice in Jamaica. And to work in the Office of the Parliamentary Counsel, you will be required to have good writing skills and an analytical mind.
The general competencies required of drafters would be that one should have a keen sense of attention to detail. One should have a thick skin, be able to take criticism without becoming too flustered.
Chief Parliamentary Counsel Albert Edwards. You should also have a solid command of the English language, as well as constitutional and administrative law principles, and have or be prepared to undergo specialist training in legislative drafting.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Palmer. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.